Brazil's bishops are meeting this week for the 51st General Assembly of the nation's Episcopal Conference. The meeting is being held in the city of Aparecida, home of one of the world's largest Marian shrines. Our Lady of Aparecida is the principal patron of Brazil. We spoke to Bishop Derek Byrne of Guaratinga in Brazil about the themes of this year's assembly.
I've noticed that all of the bishops are very happy with the central theme of this year's conference, the parish community of communities, because it places two things, I suppose. It places great emphasis on what is the nucleus of our work. It's in the parish. That's where the first contact is with the people, and that's the very essential part of our work, is looking to see, therefore, how can we build better communities within the parish? How can we attend better the people and relate better to the people of God? So that's one thing that's very, very important, and it's important to the people. And one of the saddest things is when you hear somebody say that he or she has been received badly in the parish, that either the secretary or the priest didn't speak well to them or whatever. And that's a very sad thing when it happens. And the other thing is, I suppose, the document of Aparecida here in Brazil, for Latin America in 2007, it emphasized very much the importance of several missionary areas. And it's certainly our experience here in Brazil. Many of the dioceses today have plenty of priests. For example, I belong to a missionary society, the St. Patrick Fathers, St. Patrick's Missionary Society. This year we are 50 years in Brazil. And when we came, we started working in the Archdiocese of São Paulo. At that time, the Archdiocese had very few priests and was depending very much on outside help. Today the situation is very different. And there are a lot of dioceses like that that have a lot of priests in big cities and in the more developed parts of the country. But one of the things that the document of Aparecida laments is the fact that many of the priests, they don't want to go out to the outer areas, the more needy areas where vocations are not so plentiful. And therefore, we heard today, like, there are parts of Brazil where communities only have the Eucharist maybe once a year. Now, that's not that common, but it does exist. But there are certainly plenty of areas that they only have the Eucharist once a month. So that is something that I'm hoping that will come out of the reflection this year on the parish community of communities, this incentive to the whole church to be more missionary within Brazil.
Can you talk about the social questions in your church?
The social questions of the... Yeah, the church is involved, obviously, in a lot of social activity. And it's essential. It's very, very important. Now, there are something like the pastoral da criança, the pastoral of the young of the children. And it caters basically for children from zero to 7 years, I think it is. And that's a very important pastoral work, still is. Now, it has the whole social situation in Brazil has improved, but it's still very, very important. And often there are areas that the church is nearly the only organ that is giving help to young children, to giving orientation to mothers, because a lot of it is just lack of orientation, young mothers that just don't know how to look after their children. And so that's one of the social pastoral activities that's very, very important and continues to be very important here in Brazil.
Pope Francis is preparing for World Youth Day coming up in July in Rio de Janeiro. Can you talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, it's a very exciting time for Brazil, a very exciting time, especially for the youth of Brazil. And remembering that, of course, it's not just for Brazil, it's for the whole world. So the eyes of the world will be turned on Brazil, and especially the eyes of the youth. And I know that there are even groups coming from Ireland and planning on taking part in this. And from our own diocese, which my diocese is in a place called Mato Grosso, which is more of the part of the interior, really, of Brazil, and a lot of dirt roads, a lot of difficulty getting about. But there are groups coming down. There are, I think, 3 bus loads, and they have made their reservations, and they've run various events to try and raise the cost of the... The main expense, really, is just going to be the travel, because I think that... And of course, there is the subscription for the week, for the week's events. But there are 3 bus loads, and then there's another group that has organized a trip by plane, and by booking well in advance, they've managed to get a reasonable offer. So there's about from my diocese, which is one of the smaller dioceses, there must be about 100 people coming, mostly youth, but youth of all ages.
Yes.